It happens every year with daylight savings time. I just notice until I remember, there's especially the earlier masses, there's a little bit of kind of flatness, not quite as responsive. My jokes aren't quite as funny. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, daylight savings time. Everybody's kind of a little bit groggy, out of sync, you might say. And actually, there's all kinds of studies that show that there's, after daylight savings time, there's more wrecks. People are not as productive on the job. There's a grogginess, we lose kind of our routine, you might say, the ease and familiarity of our routine for a little bit until we adapt and adjust. And that kind of speaks to the reality that we face, obstacles that we face in life. Some things are just out of our control, and they work against us in fulfilling and doing what we want to do, right? Because we do want to be alert. We do want to be to things on time, but we're hit by circumstances, and our plans are compromised, or they come to nothing. So the difficulty of life, and even by many things that are out of our control, like daylight savings time, right? Well, this speaks to one essential component of the spiritual life. It's hard. It's difficult, all right? So in the gospel, we have Jesus taking Peter, James, and John and going up a mountain. But you know what? It wasn't any kind of a mountain. It was a high mountain. It was a high mountain. When I went and visited the classrooms on Friday, I had some pictures of Mount Tabor where the transfiguration was, and the kids were amazed at how tall the mountain was and how the height of the mountain. And so it's a lot of work to climb a mountain. Right? There's unpredictable things about climbing a mountain, and the air gets thinner. So you got to have a lot of determination. You have to have a lot of determination to make it to the top of a mountain. This is what we got to remember with the spiritual life. It takes determination. And we kind of have to continue to keep finding ways to be motivated so that we remain determined. You know, this is, March Madness and big-time basketball season. How much of the coach's work is focused on just getting the players motivated to play at the level that they need to play at? I mean, of course, they've got to plan the game and come up with the plays and give direction, but a lot of it is focused on motivation, so the determinations that's necessary. And that's not an easy job, and it's like, even for professionals, they got to keep returning to it every single day because we just keep falling flat, don't we? We become complacent, or we hit obstacles that we're not foreseen or out of our control, like daylight savings time. And I'm not really as determined as I was yesterday to do the things that I need to do. So if we can remember the determination that is required for the spiritual life, that we really have to apply ourselves. St. Teresa of Avila, who's just a master, you know, when it comes to the spiritual life and describing and laying out the journey of the spiritual life, the different stages and what one can expect and experience. I've spent over 100 hours reading and studying and praying with her works, and it's not because I'm brilliant, it's because my mind is dull. So, but there are three words in her entire works that I think that are the most important, and they're really at the beginning of what she speaks about on prayer. Three words. Without these three words, nothing else is going to happen in one's soul or in spiritual life. She says, if you want to have a prayer life, a good prayer life, where you're experiencing God, you're tasting and seeing that the Lord is good, like Peter, it is good that we are here. Having that kind of an experience of prayer, she says you need a muy determinada determinación, a very determined determination. That is superlative to the max. I know I've shared that with you before, and I'll keep sharing it again because we got to keep reminding ourselves of that. The kind of determination that's and grit that's necessary to climb the mountain. And so, in a certain sense, we come here to Mass every week to kind of pull it together, to be motivated again, to keep our eyes focused on the prize, and to, like we heard from St. Timothy in the second reading, to bear our share of burden, bear our share of suffering for the gospel with the power that comes from God. So there's a suffering that has to be borne and embraced. And determination is the answer that keeps pushing us up the mountain. And so the second element of the spiritual life that we have to keep in mind outside of determination is the goal, the prize. And that is what the transfiguration is about. So they go up this high mountain, and Jesus is transfigured before them. It's what's called in the Old Testament the Shekinah, which is an external manifestation, a visible manifestation of the God's divinity. So for one example, it's in the book of Exodus, when the people are being led by the pillar of cloud during the day. That's the Shekinah. It's the visible presence of God, right? So that's what they have. They have a visible, they get to see God to some extent on top of that mountain. And it's so powerful, so incredible, what? That they fall down prostrate. They don't know, that's the automatic response. When you're in the presence of the divine and the majestic like they were. And in one instance, it's fearful, but another instance, it's amazing. It's so amazing that Peter wants to do what? Build 3 tents so we can stay here. This is what it's all about. I don't care about anything else in life. That guy was married. And he had other things, pursuits in his life. He was ready to build a tent and stay there. It was speaking to the deepest part of his heart, what we're ultimately made for. So keeping our eyes on the prize. And now, right now, even in this life, we can be experiencing transfiguration moments. Now, there are varying levels of intensity when it comes to transfiguration moments in our lives, like where we're experiencing God's presence. How many of us are going to have an experience like Peter, James, and John? Maybe not many of us. And if we do, it'll just be a few times. But on a regular basis in prayer, if we're committed to it, if we have that determination, we can have personal, intimate experiences of God that lead to natural responses like, I'm so glad I'm here in prayer with you, Lord. And it's not a burden whatsoever. This is the way I kind of describe some of my experiences. So when I've been working, throughout the day, and I'm feeling depleted and drained. I go to the Adoration Chapel and spend some time there. I feel like on the inside, my interior, it's kind of like when you're outside and it's cold and rainy, and you're shaking, and then the sun comes out, and you're kind of basking in that sun, and it feels so good. You just close your eyes and just want to take it in. You're being restored. Your body's being restored. That's kind of what I experience in a subtle way, just interiorly, during my prayer. And you know what? This isn't unique to me because I'm somebody special. I'm not, right? God is inviting all of us to this kind of intimacy. He's inviting all of us to have these transfiguration moments. But it's up on the mountain. And the mountain that we have to climb is determination. And that takes a commitment, right? But what do we hear in Timothy? We have to bear our share of the hardship that comes from God, or bear our share of hardship for the sake of the gospel. But he says, he doesn't say on your own power. He says what? With the power that comes from God. Start there. Recognize the burden, the difficulty, the determination that it makes, that's required, and to go immediately get on your knees and say, with the power that comes from God, I can't, but you can.